want to speak this morning about a topic very much halach lemaisa. It's a mitzvah that all of us perform every day, and it's an important part of the davening, a critical part of the davening, as we're going to see. It's part of the davening that, at least according to some opinions, may actually be required min haTorah. Most of our davening is in fact with the Rabbanon, but certain parts here and there may in fact have the sources in the Chumash itself. So we're going to be discussing the sugya Birchas haTorah, the bracha that is recited before one learns Torah in the morning. So the sugya begins, as we're following along with the Maamar Kamos, the first of the Maamar Kamos, on the back of the Maamar Kamos page. First of the Maamar Kamos is the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin leBirchas haMazal acharei min haTorah. How do we know that we are required to bench, we are required to recite Birchas haMazal min haTorah? Where does it say this in the Chumash itself? So this is explicit in the Chumash, one of the Tayag mitzvos, the mitzvah Birchas haMazon. But now the Gemara comes up with a second question. Minayin leBirchas haTorah lefaneha min haTorah. How do we know from the Chumash itself that we recite a Birchas haTorah? Before we learn Torah, one recites a bracha. So this pasuk is not as explicit. Here the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugodel Elokeinu. Before Moshe Rabbeinu begins to say the Divrei Torah of Ha'azinu, so Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugodel Elokeinu, we are required to bless, we are required to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here there is a major dispute amongst the Rishonim as to how to understand this Gemara. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us that Birchas HaMazon is Min HaTorah, and the Gemara quotes an explicit source. You cannot argue with this pasuk, Techalta V'Savalti V'Rachta. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, the pasuk is really not as clear. Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Torah doesn't exactly say, V'Yadav Hashem Moshe Leimah, Tevarcha Birchas HaTorah. We're deriving from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he said Hazinu, he said Havugodel Elokeinu. So too, before we open up our Gemara, before we come to Kol Yom Rishon, we have to make a bracha. Not exactly the same, one can argue, but Mechilas Covenant of our learning, we're not quite Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not quite Shiras Hazinu. So maybe one can argue that the Gemara does not really mean to say that it's a mitzvah min haTorah, in the classic sense of the word. Maybe all the Gemara means is an asmachta, that there's a hint to it, there's an allusion to the concept of Birchas haTorah in the Torah, but basically it's only a mitzvah midderabbanan. Well, maybe we should take the Gemara at face value, that it's really midderais, it's really a mitzvah min haTorah to recite Birchas haTorah before one begins to learn. So this is somewhat of a machlokas in the Rishonim, and it's somewhat of an unresolved machlokas in the Rishonim. My nafkamina, what's the difference? Whether it's de'araisa, whether it's de'rabana, we're going to say it anyway. So we're all going to say Birchas haTorah in the morning. Why do we care whether we're required to say it min haTorah, or it's only a mitzvah of rabbinic origin, mit de'rabanan? So there is a practical difference. We are familiar with the principle, safek de'araisa l'chumra. Whenever we have a safek, we're in doubt about the fulfillment of a Torah commandment, we have to go l'chumra. Say for argument's sake, a person cannot remember in Rosh Hashanah, did I hear shofar, did I not hear shofar? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just can't remember. So the halacha is, he has to blow shofar over again, because safek de'araisa l'chumra. Whereas let's say, for argument's sake, a person cannot remember, did I light Hanukkah candles? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's been a long night, I don't remember, I'm looking at my menorah, can't tell, did I light, did I not light? So technically speaking, since lighting Hanukkah candles is only midirabbanon, safek derabbanon lekula, one wouldn't be required to relight the Hanukkah candles. So what would that look be if a person does not know, not sure whether they recited Birchas haTorah or not? Do we say lechumra you have to recite it over again? Or do we say lekula that you're not required to recite it over again? And if you're not required to recite it over again, you probably should not recite it over again, because that may be a question of a bracha levatol, of an unnecessary bracha. So that's a question, what would that loch be? Really depends on the issue that we raise. Is it the araisa or is it the rabbanan? As we proceed, we'll see how to solve some of these potential problems, doubtful situations of Birchas haTorah. But whether it's min haTorah or whether it's min rabbanan, what does it mean? What exactly are the words? What does the halacha require of us to recite in terms of Birchas haTorah? What is the text for Birchas haTorah? So in the second of the Maamar Kamos, is the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start from right around the middle. It's the fifth line of that particular Maamar Makom. Towards the end of the line with the question mark is my Mevarech. What exactly is the text of the Bracha for Birchas haTorah? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvot Sevitzivanu La'asek B'Divrei Torah. The first of the brachas that we're of course familiar with in the morning, lasak with the v'torah, that's the nusach of birchas haTorah. So according to Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, that's all you say. You get up in the morning and you say Asher kidibarach et Hashem lokim Asher kidishon mitol lasak with the v'torah, and that's it, no more. For Rabbi Yochanan Mesayim Bachi, Rabbi Yochanan used to add to that nusach the following phrase, a long phrase, Harav Nashem Lokein, was Divrei Sarascha Befinu, Fifiyos Amcha Beis Yisrael, V'ni Anachlem, Tetzainu, V'tzitayamcha Beis Yisrael, Kulam Yadei Shemech V'noskei Sarasecha, and Nusach is Alom Dei Sarasecha, Baruch Hashem Amalam Yitol Yam Yisrael. Who cried a conclusion to that bracha? So far we have two different opinions. What is the Nusach HaBracha for Birchas HaTorah? Is it just a very short version of Lasso with Divrei Torah? Or is it somewhat of a longer version of adding on the phrase Harav No? For Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav Hamnuna says it's totally different. It's neither of the above. Rather, the bracha is Asher Bachar Bon Mikol Amim Venos Lanas Tarasa Bracha Hashem Nelsin Torah. That's the nusach of Brachas Torah. So three different opinions what to say. So now, what do you do? Halacha L'maisa. Which one do you say? So Amar Rav Hamnuna Zui Ma'ula Sheba Brachas. This one that he just said, that's the best of all the brachas, and therefore Hilkach L'Minu L'Kuhu. It's a fascinating statement. You want to make everybody happy, we say all of them. And that's what our minhag is. Our custom today is to follow the conclusion of the Gemara that all three brachas are said. You say Asher Kiddushanu, you say Ha'arev Na, and you say Asher Bachabonu. That's what we call today Birchas HaTorah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura tells us that technically speaking, one really would fulfill the mitzvah with any of the above. Because the Gemara is just saying that it's nice to say all three, but technically speaking, one would suffice. So the Mishnah Brura has a chap in the question that we asked earlier. What do you do if you can't remember whether you said Birchas HaTorah or not? You're just not sure. Is it D'oraisa, is it D'rabbanan? Says the Mishnah Brura, since many opinions maintain, primarily the Ramban was the major position in this matter, that Birchas HaTorah is D'oraisa, so we don't want to let you get away without making a bracha. If you're not sure whether you said Birchas HaTorah or not, we want you to say the bracha. But says the Mishnah Brura, you don't have to risk three brachas lebatala, risk one, because technically you're yotze with one. So therefore the Mishnah Brura paskins that if you're not sure, some doubt arises as to whether you should be required to say Birchas HaTorah, just pick one. Which one should you pick? Which is the best of the brachas? Quoting the Gemara, Avraham Amnuna, Zui Ma'ula Sheba Brachas. The best of the brachas is Asher Bachar Banu. So that's how we assume the halacha, that under normal circumstances you say all three brachas. Under abnormal circumstances, if you have to pick one, so pick Asher Bachar Banu, and at least you'll fulfill the basic mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, and you need not risk any additional brachas levatala. Up until now, I've been describing the Birchas HaTorah that we were saying in the morning as three brachas. And that's somewhat questionable whether that's really true. The first two brachas, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos HaMitzvah Lasek with the Torah, followed by the Ha'arev Na'ah, are those really two brachos? Are those two distinct brachos? Or is it really one long, long bracha which starts with Asher Kiddushanu and ends with Amalam Torah L'Am Yisrael? So there are different customs about this, and it all revolves around one letter and one word. It revolves around the Vav. What's the opening letter of the word Ha'arev? Is it Ha'arevna or is it V'Ha'arevna? If it's one long bracha, it's a continuation, then it's v'harev, no, it's a continuation of the phrase. If it's a new paragraph, so as we all know, they taught us in first grade, you don't start a paragraph with and. So, and, you don't start with that, it's harev, no, it's a new beginning, it's a new phrase, it's a new bracha. That's one possible nafkamina. The other possible nafkamina is, if you hear somebody else reciting that bracha, do you answer amen or not? So you only answer Amen at the end of a bracha, you don't answer Amen in the middle of a bracha. So if it's one long bracha, then you keep quiet with the Amen until the end. If it's two separate brachas, then you answer Amen after the point of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos HaMitzvah Lasek with the Vesorah. When do we have the Shaila comes up? Of course, the most common Shaila, Shavuos morning, as we'll talk about a little bit later, hopefully, about if a person is up the whole night, whether you're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So usually Shavuos morning, classic in the shul, person gets up to say Birchas HaTorah, and he says, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos HaLasek with the Torah, so half the people answer Amen, and half the other people say Shh. So what's the machloikus between the Amen people and the Shushes? And I left out, the other third of the people are still sleeping. So what's the machlokas? Machlokas of Rishonim? Machlokas is it one bracha, is it two bracha? Machlokas tasted in a Rambam, such a lumdish of machlokas at 4:30 in the morning, where the answer I'm going to yishush, but that's the machlokas. So up until now, we've defined Birchas HaTorah as the basic bare minimum one, but our custom is either the two or the three, the whole unit of Berachas HaTorah. But there's another way to fulfill the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah, and that's the beginning of the second Maror Makom. So we went a little bit out of order within the Maror Makom, but you'll understand why in a moment. The beginning of the second Maror Makom is Amar Avida Mar Shmuel, Hishkim Lashanos. A person wakes up in the morning before davening, wants to learn. Ad Shelo Kara Kriya Shema Tzorech Levarech. If he has not yet said Shema, then he has to recite Birchas HaTorah. A person goes to Daf Yomi in the morning, a person learns in the morning before davening, they have to recite Birchas HaTorah first. Misha Kara Kriya Shema, if a person already davened, means they already said Shema, Eino Tzorech Levarech, then there's no need to ever say Birchas HaTorah. Why is that? Shekvar Nifta Ba'ava Rava. Because the person, technically speaking, has fulfilled the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. Because if you think about it, Ava Rabba, the brach of Kriya Shema, is pretty similar to Birchas HaTorah. The same, Libein, Elohavin, Elohaski, Lishmo, Lumo, and Habayich, Habayamis, Abiyava, pretty much the same theme as Birchas HaTorah. So what the Gemara is telling us is that Me'ikir Adin, technically speaking, a person can avoid ever saying Birchas HaTorah. If you don't learn in the morning, if you just daven, then you get the Birchas HaTorah of Ava Rabba, so you yotzei the din of Birchas HaTorah, that after Shemon Esrei, there's no need to recite Birchas HaTorah. There's one little bit of a problem with this halacha, and that's what Tosfos quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, that the only way that Ava Rabba can really count as Birchas HaTorah is only if a person learns immediately following Ava Rabba. Because if you think about it, Ava Rabba is not really Birchas HaTorah. Ava Rabba is really Kriya Shema. It's really Birchas Kriya Shema. You want it to serve as a double for Birchas HaTorah, so you have to learn immediately afterwards to show that it's a Birchas HaTorah. So how are you going to do that exactly? So you just finished saying, Baruch Hashem, Abaycha B'Yameh Shal B'Yavah, you're going to pull out a Daf Yomi, you're going to start learning Erev and Gimel, so that's not going to sit well. So when is the learning going to take place? So the Beis Yosef writes, the stuff of the learning is going to happen after Shemona Esrei. Because the guy has to remember, when he finishes Shemona Esrei, first thing he's got to pull out his Chumash, pull out his Mishnah Berurah, and start learning a little bit in order for it to go back to the sense to the Baruch of Ava Rabba. So Ava Rabba counts as a Birchas HaTorah, but one, if one wants to use that option, one would have to make sure to learn immediately following Shemona Esrei. Our custom is, under normal circumstances, not to rely on Ava Rabba. What do we need Ava Rabba? We need Ava Rabba. We need it for Birchas Kriya Shema. But why do we need it for Birchas HaTorah? Say Birchas HaTorah first thing in the morning, before one opens up to learn something, or before one even starts davening, say Birchas HaTorah, and you're home free. And our custom is, even for the regular Birchas HaTorah, we try to learn right away. We say psukim right away. That's why our custom is to say Yivrach Hashem B'Shmorach. We say El Dvarim Shalom Shiur. Because we want to start off the day with a Birchas HaTorah, and the Birchas HaTorah should follow immediately with some learning as well.
Why can't the Kriya Shema also jump in there?
Very good. That's the Beis Yosef's other Torah. It's your Mechavah to the other Torah to the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef is concerned that maybe Kriya Shema is not really learning. Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema. I'm davening the Kriya Shema. I'm not really learning the Kriya Shema. The person takes out the Chumash and he learns through the Pasuk, the Haftas Hashem Lekecha, reads the Rashi, that's learning. Say Kriya Shema in the morning, that's question. Is that really learning or is that really more of a Torah's Kriya Shema? That's a shout out to Suffolk in the Beis Yosef. Very good.
But if you walked in the room with davening, and Allah says that if you're up to Shema, you have to say Shema, let's say that he's up Abba Rabba. So he wants to use that.
I mean, if you want, technically speaking, you can. The Ikra Din, you really can. If
you have two kavanas, one that is the Birchas Shema, one that is
right. That's right. Then you would have to make sure to learn afterwards.
Learn
right. It's always a good idea for the extra 10 seconds to chaperai in the regular Birchas HaTorah, because, first of all, half the time you're going to forget to learn afterwards. And still, you know, the more brachas, the better. So it's always better.
You do that, you have a double
kavanah. Yeah. Ikra Din, it would count. Then you have to just make sure to learn afterwards. There is a basic question that the Rishonim deal with concerning Birchas HaTorah, a question which is very relevant for us, and that's the question that's posed by Tosfos in the third of the Maror Makom, Tosfos Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Diyam Tomar, Mai Shna Misukah, Shetzorach Levarach HaKol Seuda U'Seuda Leisher BaSukah. We just finished the Yom Tov of Sukkah, so we know a person eats breakfast in the Sukkah, you make a Leisha B'Sukkah. Of course, leaves the Sukkah, comes back a couple of hours later, so he comes and eats lunch, and makes another Leisha B'Sukkah. Goes out of the Sukkah for a little while, comes back, eats something, and makes another Leisha B'Sukkah. He sneaks in a snack at 11 o'clock at night, a couple of pieces of cake, kibetza, wants to be very, very frum, very machmer on Sukkah. So Sukkah is always a dangerous Yom Tov, because if you kibetza him a big, and you're very machmer to make a lot of Leisha B'Sukkah, so, you know, it could be a tough time. So how come it is every time you go into the sukkah, in effect, you make a new leisha b'sukkah? Because when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that's not true. Person wakes up in the morning, he davens, and after davening, he sits and learns chumash for a few minutes. So he's yotzei with his first Birchas HaTorah. He goes to work. Let's say on his way to work, he pops in a CD in the car, he listens to a shiur. He doesn't make a new Birchas HaTorah. Then he starts work for a couple hours, lunch break, he pulls out his Gemara, he has Daf Yomi Chabura. He doesn't make a new Birchas HaTorah. Comes home, if the supper goes back to the Beis Medrash, goes to another Shia, he doesn't recite a new Birchas HaTorah. How come? When it comes to Sukkah, every time you fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah from scratch, you have to start over again and make a new bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that halacha is not true. So the answer is that even by Sukkah, it's not always true. By Sukkah, you do not always recite a new bracha. You only recite a new bracha when there's a hefsek, when there's a hefsek adas, when there's an interruption of the previous mitzvah. Let's say, for argument's sake, a person wakes up in the morning, they go to daven, they come back from davening, and they make a leisha b'sukkah, they eat breakfast. And now they sit in the sukkah, they sit and learn in the sukkah for a couple hours, and now it comes time for lunch. When they make hamotzi at lunch, they do not recite a new leisha b'sukkah. Let's say the person finishes lunch, takes a little nap in the sukkah of the afternoon, then they learn a little bit more, they take care of whatever business they have to do, everything's in the sukkah, comes time for supper, and they wash again, they do not recite a new leisha b'sukkah. In theory, if you think about it, a person can make one leisha b'sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, they'll hold him over to Lashon HaRabba. If he sleeps in the sukkah every night, and he eats in the sukkah, and he davens in the sukkah, he never leaves the sukkah. Matan, baruch, halavai, shezachinu l'kach. I always say that usually a good barometer of whether I had a successful Chol HaMoed is how many Leisha B'Sukkahs I make. If I have to make a lot of Leisha B'Sukkahs, that means I was at too many amusement parks and I was too many shtick for the kids. It may mean the kids had a great Chol HaMoed, it just means that I'm wiped out. But if I was able to be popping myself with one or two Leisha B'Sukkahs every day, that's a good sign. That means I was basically home, it means I was basically in the Sukkah for most of the time. So this year I came up with a great idea. I had to come up with a trick on the one hand to entertain the kids, and on the other hand to try to stay in the sukkah. Mitzvah deraisa b'sukkah station shivas yamim. So I thought of a game to play in the sukkah itself. So kachava, we spent one day of Chol HaMoed playing an entire game. You have to be, you use a little creativity, to fulfill both efshel lekayim shneim, you can be yotzei simchas yamtiv and be yotzei b'sukkah station at the same time, and minimize the leishe b'sukkahs. But we're not always so lucky. So what's the halacha? Person has a break. With the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. If there's no break, then you don't make a new bracha. When it comes to learning, we have hours and hours of breaks. Person said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and it could be he didn't learn anything the entire day. He comes back 10 o'clock at night, he opens up his sefer, he doesn't make a new Birchas HaTorah. It was a 14-hour break. What's going on? So says Tosfos, a fascinating concept, both in halacha, but even more powerful than halacha. It's important in terms of machshava, what our mindset should be. Says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, v'shani Torah, She'eino miya'esh daito t'chol shah ad-mechuyav lumo d'chsir v'agisa b'yom v'alayla v'avikamo yoshev kol ayom v'lo hefsek. Wow. Says Tosfos, there's no such thing as hesek hadas from learning, or at least there shouldn't be such a thing as hesek hadas. It's true, says Tosfos, we have to go to work, and there may be many hours that we may not practically be learning, but our mindset has to be, even those hours when we're in the office, even those hours when we're in the car, even for whatever time we cannot practically be learning, we're always looking, well, maybe I'll hop around in a few minutes, I'll have a little, I'll have a coffee break, I'll have a lunch break. Somewhere, somehow, I'll be able to pop in a tape, I'll be able to hear some kind of a limud HaTorah. So a person is always supposed to be in the mindset of never misyayish daito me limud HaTorah. Sukkah, I leave my sukkah, if I go somewhere, I'm 5 hours away from my sukkah, I'm not going to be in the sukkah for the next 5 hours. I'm not mechuyev to sit the whole day sukkahs to think, when am I going to get back to the sukkah? When I get back, I'll worry about it then. But limud HaTorah is different. Limud HaTorah, there's no such thing, or there shouldn't be such a thing as a hesek hadas. So therefore, the original bracha remains intact for the duration of the entire day. Last thing with everything, whatever's involved, anything that's involved. Right, very good, very good, excellent. There are some who give a slightly different teretz from Tosfos, which is also important. That even when a person is working, a person is involved in whatever occupation that they have, they're always holding and learning. Namely, a person is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, there are constantly shilas that are coming up during the course of the day. Some work-related shilas, some not work-related shilas. Who doesn't go to the office and always have to think, well, you know, can I make a bracha? Can I not make a bracha? You know, do I have to wear a yarmulke now? Do I not have to wear a yarmulke now? Am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to be involved in this business deal? Not allowed to be. Is this a shaila? Is this not a shaila? A doctor's on call. He's always constantly thinking, is this something that I'm allowed to do? Not allowed. Every profession has the shailas of that profession. And every Jew has the general universal shailas that we all always deal with. So that's also called limud HaTorah. So a person practically is never misyayish daito min HaTorah. So not only theoretically is a person not misyayish daito, but practically a person is not misyayish either.
It's possible to take it one step further. The other two brachas, if you hold
Excellent, very good. We're going to get, eventually, we're going to get to Reb Chaim, Yom Chaim to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim said that the Brachas of Torah is fundamentally different from other from the Brach of Leishir B'Sukha. Very good. We're going to get to the punchline of that a little bit later on in this year. Excellent. Even though this is true, that a Hefsek, the regular definition of Hefsek, doesn't apply in the realm of Brachas of Torah, there are certain things that may be labeled as a Hefsek, even in Brachas of Torah. There are certain points where a person really has taken a break from his learning and which may require a new Brachas of Torah. What are some of those activities? So we go to the fourth of the Ma'amar Makomos. The quote from the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Mem Zayin and Sif Yud Aleph. Sheinas keva bayom al mitoso. A person takes a good, solid nap in his bed. Shulchan Aruch is coming in contrast to, he's dribbling, I put his head down for a second in the office, closes the door, nobody should see. That's not al mitoso. This guy has a mita in the office also, that's also possible. But Shaina say Yakeva Bayom Amitasa, a guy Mamish takes a Shabbos nap, a guy takes a good salad, what they call, we used to call it the Fleishik Milchik nap. You go to sleep Fleishik and you wake up Milchik and you're not a Yekke. Shaina's Keva Bayom Amitasa have a Hefsek. That's considered to be a Hefsek. You can use your imagination and say, well, when I'm at work, I'm still holding and learning and I'm still thinking about learning. Okay, halavai, we should be zeichet to that. When you're sleeping, tachlis, you're sleeping. So sleeping, that's a hefsek within Brichas HaTorah. According to the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh omrim, there are some who say, d'lo have a hefsek, that does not constitute a hefsek. Even a nap, even a shtark, a three-hour nap, that's not a hefsek. V'chei nohagu, Shulchan Aruch writes, that's what the common practice is. We assume, a guy takes a nap on a Shabbos afternoon, so when you wake up, so we don't find, everyone runs to go find the brachas, the brachas shachar, to go say brachas of Torah. So we assume that the brachas of Torah is still intact, even the brachas of Torah from the morning is still intact. In deference to the second view, the law of Hefsek, that's what our custom is. But nevertheless, there were those who disagreed, there were Gedolei Rishonim who disagreed, the Mishnah Berurah actually paskins that if a person wants to recite brachas of Torah, Mishnah Berurah has no qualms with it. Many Rishonim held it's okay, but Aval Bichain, the custom is not to do so. What some posts can say is you can have a little bit of a chaf. You can save yourself a little bit in the following sense. Say, I would take these short Shabbosos. A person takes a nap and, after lunch. They wake up before Mincha. So, the meaning is you don't make a Birchas HaTorah at that point. So any learning that you're going to do right after the wake up from the nap, we can't save you. We can't tell you to make a Birchas HaTorah, so you have to rely on the Chay Noagul, the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's a warm Mitzvah Shabbos now. I could have a five-hour night Seder now, and somehow he feels bad. I'm going to learn for so many hours, relying on the Brichas HaTorah, that according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, is over. It's gone. Is there any eitz? Is there any way to solve the problem? So the posting home with a chap. When you daven Ma'ariv, so you also say a bracha before Kriya Shema. The bracha of Avas Olam. Remember the Gemara says in brachas that Avarabba paters Brichas HaTorah. So the post can say, well, whatever Avarabba could do, Avas Olam can also do. It's the same bracha, Avas Olam. It's a little shorter, you know, a little bit more of a rush at Ma'ariv, but basically it's the same theme. Oy Vamal Yisrael, it's the same theme as Brichas HaTorah. So the post can say, you can have in mind, when you're saying that bracha, the double kavana. It's for Brichas Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv, and it's also for Brichas HaTorah. And what do you have to remember to do? When you finish Shemoneh Esrei, so say a pasuk, pull out a Mishnah, say some divrei Torah right after Shemoneh Esrei, and now you've at least saved yourself kan l'haba. It means any learning that you're going to do for the rest of the night, you will for sure yotze. Even according to the first day of Shulchan Aruch, who says that you require a new Brichas HaTorah, so we don't want to tell you to make a new Brichas HaTorah. We don't want to tell you to pull out your sitter and say three new brachas again, because v'chei nagu, the custom is not to do that. But you have nothing to lose. You're saying the brach anyway, Avas Olam. So why not have in mind that should cover also as a Brichas HaTorah, thereby in effect being yotze, that shita, for all subsequent learning that's going to take place that night. So again, those who have that practice, those who want to chop a little bit, that somehow bothers them a little bit to learn for a few hours a night, al smach brachas Brichas HaTorah, that may have disappeared, that may have been broken up with a hefsek, so that may solve the problem. But me'ikar adin, even without that, we paskin v'chei nagu like the Shulchan Aruch, that one need not recite a new Brichas HaTorah, that sleeping is also doesn't really constitute a hefsek. Even though this is true, that me'ikar adin, we seem to assume that sleeping doesn't constitute a hafsek, even a shenas keva, even a significant nap, comes the end of the Mar Mokal number 4, combined with the Mishnah Berurah number 5, which may cause us the following problem. Says the second of the Mar Mokal number 4, if you base, often lamed balayla, even if a person learns at night, so the learning at night is still covered by the birchas Torah of the day, halayla holchach hayom she'avar, as long as the person hasn't gone to sleep at night, there's still Brachas HaTorah is intact. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the fifth of the Mar Mokom, Shalom Yishon. But Salomar Shenas Keva. Avalim Yoshen Shenas Keva Al Mitoso. If a person goes to sleep at night, Afilu Bitchilas Halayla, even though as soon as it gets dark, 6 o'clock at night now, Choshev Hefsek. That is for sure considered to be a Hefsek. Shenas Keva Balayla. That breaks up Birchas HaTorah. Everybody agrees to that. So what's the Mishnah Berurah telling us? A Chiddush. That even though we had a Machlokas HaRishonim, and our custom is to be somewhat lenient about this, to assume that a Shenas Keva is not really a Hefsek, even a solid nap, a 3-hour nap in Shabbos afternoon doesn't interrupt Birchas HaTorah. That's a nap in the daytime. But a nap at night, a solid, stark nap at night, so that's for sure breaks it up. That's not called a nap. That's what we call a sleep. It means you went to sleep. You went for a short sleep. You took a 3-hour sleep. So even though you may have called it a nap, that's called a shenas keva, and that is going to require a new Birchas HaTorah l'chol hadeis. Following this pesach and Mishnah Berurah, we may have a problem on one night during the year. It's the one night of the year we don't want to goof up on Birchas HaTorah, and that's Shavuos night. Common practice on Shavuos night. Person goes to shul, you daven Ma'ariv, you come home late, you eat your punzers or your fleishiks, whatever your custom is, you bench, it's 11 o'clock at night, you look at the shul schedule, Tikkun Leil Shavuos doesn't start till 12 o'clock. Baruch Hashem, we got a good solid hour, so what do? So look, if you're mamish, you know, if you have koicha, so you pull out your gemara and you learn for the extra hour. But if you want to really save it, get the strength ready for the rest of the night, so you hop around and you go take a nap, you go lay down, Tell your kids to wake you up at 5 to 12 to run off the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. That's a Shenas Keva, Balayla. Gaval, it's a Shenas Keva, Balayla. Now you're Mechuyiv in Birchas HaTorah L'chol Hadeis, says the Mishnah Berurah. And it turns out that any learning that you're going to be doing for Shavuos night, the Heilig night of Shavuos, is missing a Birchas HaTorah. It's a bit of a letdown for Zman Matan Teraseinu.
That's all
my Mitoso. Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent. Very good. Oh, very good. Very, very good. So one could argue, and I think that the Minhag HaOlam is this way, that no, the Yesh L'Chalek. That's not really called the Shenas Keva. Maybe Keva in terms of amount of time. It may be a good shtaka, could be an hour and a half. If you eat a quick meal, maybe an hour and a half nap. That's not Keva. Harai, that's not Keva. What are you wearing when you're going to sleep? Most people who take this nap, Shavuos night, I don't think get into their pajamas. If you're getting into your pajamas, post your cheesecake, I got news for you, you're not going to be a basikin the next morning. You're going to be with the 9 o'clock with the schleppers the next morning. You're not going to be. So I don't mean Khalil in that way. Clearly the person who's taking the nap from the 11 to 12 o'clock shift nap, he's got his clothes on, he may even have his shoes on to really make sure that he gets up. And he told somebody, make sure to wake me, I gotta get up at 5 to 12 to go run, to go learn. How can you call that a hefsek? How can you say that's a chadas? The whole nap was al das to be able to go learn. So I think that's what the Minhag HaOlam is. So Baruch Hashem, those who take this, the pre Tikkun Leil Shavuos nap, and when they wake up, don't say Birchas HaTorah, and assume that the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah wasn't talking about Bechei HaGavah. What the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, a guy goes to sleep. Let's say, this sometimes happens, person goes to sleep at 11 o'clock at night, and they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that could be their sleep for the night. So then, yeah, so then for them, it's the morning. I used to have this when kids were little, so very often you have this. You go to sleep at 11 o'clock, hoping and praying you're going to be sleeping till the morning, and it doesn't happen. Kids screaming at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's your shift that night, so you're up from 2 to 3 to 4. So what are you going to do? So there's a limit. How much could you walk around shaking a baby? So you pull out a sefer, you try to learn in between. So you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, because the Pashup Shan is that the Birchas HaTorah that you said yesterday morning is over. It means you slept for 3 hours. Whether or not you're going to fall back to sleep or not, that's a new... Only the Rav Shlomo knows the answer to that question. But right now, you had a Shenas Keva. So that's a Shenas Keva. Guy's walking around in his pajamas, and he slept already for 3 hours. That's a Shenas Keva Belayla. But short of that, I think doesn't
work. I think a bigger problem is even
Slichas. Very good. Excellent. Oh, we're going to get... I mean, Slichas, those who say Slichas at night, those who say Slichas in the morning. Very good, excellent. So those who get up to say slichos early, 4 or 5 o'clock, real mamash in the middle of the night. So even those who say a little bit later. So the question is, are you required to say Birchas HaTorah before saying slichos or not? So there are different customs about this, which is really machlokos in the Rishonim. It's two opinions in the Ramah. There are some who say absolutely yes, because after all, you're saying psukim in slichos. You're saying vayavar shem upon of yikra. You're saying psukim from chomesh. So you have to say Birchas HaTorah before slichos, and then you wouldn't say it again, obviously, afterwards. And others respond, no, you're not learning the slichos. It's like we said by Shema, like, you're davening the slichos. So that's davening l'chud and learning l'chud. So when you say psukim, the Torah is davening, the Torah is slichos, that's not called limud ha-Torah. If you would open up Pashas, Sefer Shmos, and read Pashas Kisisa, Vayav Hashem upon it, read the Rashi's and the Ramban, that's learning the Yigivim Midas. The person davens the Yigivim Midas, that's not called learning, that's called davening. One would not be required to say b'chud. There are different customs about this. But I tell people, unless they really have a custom to the contrary, or you have nothing to lose, I'd say the best thing to do is to say Birchas HaTorah. Right before you stop, before you say Ashrei, you should say Birchas HaTorah. Of course, if you're late for Slicha, so then it'll add another minute to your catch up. So, you know, they're up to the third Pizmon, and you're still Tilas Hashem Yedav Ping. So you have to add up. Okay, so you have to make the proper calculation.
It's applied even when you say Slicha very early in the morning.
Right, even before it's light, right. Even technically before it's light, right. Because you slept. Right. Rabbi, the question is maybe you're not required to be able to because you're not learning yet. Because you could. So that's the question.
Future,
the psu-
future learning.
Right. You have nothing to lose by saying it before. Nothing to lose and everything to gain. But no, there are some shuls that dafka don't. They say it afterwards. That's following that other opinion there.
You're learning nights
here. You fall asleep in the base medrash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not called amitoso. That's not called a shenes keva. Maybe for a long time, you know, you wake up with that big red mark, you know, like Kayan, you know, you can't deny the fact that you you've been out cold, but still, it's not called a Shinas Kama.
Are there different levels of Pesach Hadas? Because we won't tolerate something you can read
that. Right, very good, excellent. So there are different levels of Pesach Hadas. Me'ika me'ikra din, sometimes even a Shinas Arai is mutter with tefillin. Our custom is we never do it. We would never dream of doing it, but the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that me'ikim radin, even a very, very short Shenas Haroi may actually be mutter even with tefillin on. But lemaisa, we don't do it. The same way that certain Nachilas Haroi is mutter with tefillin also. There's certain things a person is allowed to eat with tefillin on, unless one has unbelievable Shasat Chak, we wouldn't do that either.
What if that was tefillin worn all day long? Right.
When tefillin were worn all day long, so then there were people who were more knowing lahakal on some of these things. Even people who wear tefillin, you know, significant amount of times during the day, so they will be makel to eat certain things, to drink certain things, maybe even to close their eyes a little bit, you know, to follow what the ikra did. But for us, so tefillin has become associated with davening, and as soon as davening is over, one takes it. Unless one's sleeping in a shenes haroi or shenes kevin in the middle of davening, which, as we all know, it happens every once in a while.
And I was also just wondering if there was planning to talk about, I don't see it in the verse, about the whole issue of Shavuot Birkat Torah tefillin.
Yeah, hopefully I want to conclude with that a little bit. Yeah, about what's at least one of the possible ideas behind that is. Good. But now we have.
In case you said you went to sleep, then you woke up at 2 in the morning, made up something,
yeah.
Went back to sleep.
Yeah. So that's a shiloh, but you have to make a new bracha again. That's also machlekes. That's part of Rabbeinu Tam and others. There, I would say the best thing to do is rely on Avarabba. There, instead of saying a new bracha, just rely on Avarabba and say psukim afterwards to get out of that shiloh.
You don't make a bracha secret season time because there's no shir. Why don't we have that same concern by
Birchas HaTorah? Very good. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is unique that although on the one hand there's ein lo shir, means the more the better, the greater the mitzvah there is a certain degree of a bare minimum shir. So the Gemara says that Gisa b'yom b'layla, we paskin, means that a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night. So technically speaking, if for whatever reason a person was tarud the whole day and didn't have a chance to learn, so at least if they learned a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, there is a certain degree of a shir. So it's a little bit, it's similar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There may be a slight difference between the two. There are other reasons that are also given for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not the only reason that's given for why there's no bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a very good question. At first glance, it appears to be the same. There may be slight differences between the two. But now we have really the opposite question. We've been talking about the person who takes a nap in the middle of the day, is the Shayna called the Hefsek or not? Now we have the reverse question, also a very common Shaila, but the Mishnah Brura in the fifth and the Ramakomos continues, second line. What about a person who was up the entire night and didn't sleep? So now when it comes the next morning, is he required to recite a new bracha or not? So on the one hand, he was never mafsik. He's been going for 24 hours, so there was never a hefsek. On the other hand, it's a new day already. It's the next morning, so he has to daven again. So maybe Birchas HaTorah has to be recited as well. So Yesh Om to Ein Tzorach L'Baruch HaBoker. There are some who say that he does not recite a new Birchas HaTorah because there was no hefsek. So he just continued yesterday's bracha. The Yesh Om to Tzorach L'Baruch. There are others who say this is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that one is required to recite a new bracha. Ki kavu chachamim brachazu b'chol yom dumi d'shar Birchas HaShachar. That the Chachamim instituted this bracha, Birchas HaTorah, it's like in the Siddur, it's part of Birchas HaShachar, the same way every morning you make a Malbush Arum, Mount Nesum, Zor Kefufim, so you make Birchas HaTorah as well, even though there was no Hefsek. How do we paskin la halacha? Says Mishnah Brura, Safik Brachas LaHakel. Technically speaking, one would not recite a new Birchas HaTorah if we were up the entire night. Ach says the Mishnah Brura, Im Efshalo, Yira Lishmoa Birchas HaTorah Me'achir. The best thing to do is to hear it from somebody else. And then you'll be able to say Cholodeya. So then it's not a question of a suffic brachos. V'yomalosh yechavin lahotziyob de habrachos v'yechavin latzeis v'yana amen. He'll have in mind to be motzion. He'll have in mind to be yeltsin. He'll answer amen at the right point, whatever the right point is. V'yom rechakach he's a psukim. Then he should say some psukim afterwards. Kadei she'enechshel of makom limud. And what if you don't have anybody else available? You're the only one who was up all night. Well, yechavin latzeis v'brachos avarabah. So then the next best thing is avarabah. V'yuma techav ma'at. And then you can learn a little bit afterwards, so that's the next best thing. So basically, when you have the shaila, the person was up the entire night, so what do you do? So some Rishonim say, Rabbi Natan says, you make the brachas no matter what. Others say you don't make the brachas. Best thing to do is to hear from somebody else who did sleep. If that's not available, so then you make the you have in mind by Avar Avin. If whatever reason you forgot, so then be suffic, you don't repeat the bracha.
Why doesn't Mishnah Berurah apply the rule of suffic brachas to hafiyal?
Right, so that's the question. It could be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this new requirement to sing it every day, that's probably only midderabbanan. Because min haTorah, if you still haven't been mafsik, so then you're probably midderaisa, still safe based on yesterday's bracha. So this shal, of course, is very common. This happens in Shavuos night. The person learns the entire night, now comes the next morning to say Birchas HaTorah. What do you do? That's why most shuls have, they always find somebody, usually it's more than one somebody who slept, person who had a Sheinas Keva. Some of those Shenes Kevin people, maybe people who taka slept at home the whole night, who came for davening, for daven vasikin. Sometimes you have a person who had a Shenes Kevin, as we know, the middle of the shiur, and it's also Shenes Kevin sometimes. So if a person really had a shtak, a Shenes Kevin, so they can recite the Birchas HaTorah on behalf of everybody else. You have the shalom planes also. Very often a person's flying. So sometimes, depending which direction you're flying, sometimes the night is very, very short. So, punk, you could have a 3-hour night, and then you're flying to Eretz Yisrael. Next, you just took off, you just ate supper, so you just put your head back, and next thing you know, they're already banging you, it's time to go daven shacharis. So when you go to the back, you're looking out, by golly, it's lighter, I didn't sleep at all. How can I make a new Birchas HaTorah? So the same story, you should try to find somebody to recite the Birchas HaTorah on your behalf. And if you can't find somebody, so then you should have in mind, when you say Avar Rabbah, in order to be yotzei, rather than getting involved in the Safi Brachos. Yeah, if you get an aliyah. If you get an aliyah, so you can be yotzi with the bracha asher b'chamano. But if not, you can have somebody else to have in mind to be yotzi, botzi, right. There is one last shaila I wanted to speak about in terms of Birchas HaTorah. That's the question, who exactly is obligated in Birchas HaTorah? So there comes a Shulchan Aruch in the sixth of the Maamar Makomos. The Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, it's in Mem Zayin, if you dial it, tells us, Noshim mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women are required to recite Birchas HaTorah. Now, at first glance, this statement of the Shulchan Aruch is somewhat questionable. The Shulchan Aruch is basing himself on Rishonim who write this, and Lechara really has to be understood. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that in terms of the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so Nashim are Peturos from. We'll see in a moment what exactly the practical ramifications of that statement are, but in terms of the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so men are obligated and women are Peturos. So the question is, when you have a mitzvah that a woman is Petura from, should she be reciting a bracha on it or not? So this is an age-old machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, machlokas the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, machlokas Ariyam Azeh, between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. When a woman does a mitzvah that she's technically not obligated to do, does she recite a bracha or not? So a woman sits in the sukkah, so So technically speaking, women are pturos from yeshiva besuch. It's a mitzvah sasesha as man grom. It's a positive mitzvah that's time bound. Women are pturos. Does a woman recite aleisha besuch or not? A woman shakes luluv and esrog. Does she recite the bracha al metilas luluv or not? So according to the opinion of Rabbi Natam, she does. That's the psak of the Rambam. That's what the practice of the Ashkenazi community is by and large is. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and primarily the Sephardi communities today follow the psak of the woman does not recite a bracha. She may volunteer to do the mitzvah. We have no problems with her volunteering to do the mitzvah. It's a positive thing. It's what we call in halacha mitzvah kiyumis. It's she fulfills a mitzvah by doing it. But in terms of the bracha, she kiddushon of mitzvah of tzivana, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, only if you're obligated and not if it's a voluntary mitzvah. And the Rambam, following Rabbi Natam, disagrees. This is true across the board. This is true about lulav and sukkah. Those are the more common examples. It's interesting, it comes up for shofar as well. Shofar, technically speaking, women are exempt from. So the question is, would a woman recite a bracha or not? Now, usually it's not a problem. If a woman's in shul when they start hearing the shofar, so she'll hear the bracha. I also don't recite a bracha on the shofar. I hear the Baal Tekeh's bracha and I answer amen. But sometimes you can have a situation, it's fairly common, a woman walks into shul, already in the middle of Tekiah Shofar. And she missed the first kolos, and now they're about to start blowing in the middle of Shemon Mezra, and Hilchas Asashat and Musaf. And now she, wait a second, how could she hear the shofar? What happened to the bracha? She didn't hear the Shekin Dishon or the Shemon Shekol Shofar. So should she recite the bracha on the spot, right then and there, right before the kolos are, before Hart Tekiah Shofar, in effect is going to begin? So according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, absolutely not. That would be a bracha levatola, because you cannot recite a bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. According to the Rambam, following Rabbi Natam, our practice that the woman should recite the bracha at that very point. So those who follow the practice that women recite a bracha on the lulav, they recite bracha on the sukkah, so they should know that if they come to shul late and they miss the first tekiyos, so right before they hear the next set of tekiyos, they should recite the bracha lishma kol shofar. So ma'isa shoya kachoya. So, a couple of years ago, so I was the Rav in shul. So I'm standing up in the front, and we're about to get to a tekiyos of musaf. So my little daughter walks into shul, and on the top of her lungs says, "Ima wants to know if she's supposed to recite the bracha before the shofar right now." So that, of course, was the dead giveaway that my wife had just walked in now. So I don't know why the whole shul had to know that, but okay. But that was my daughter's very good. So I can't talk. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Chazas Hashatz and Musaf, Shoshana before it's a Hefsek and the Bracha. So I nod and good. She walks out. 5 seconds later, she comes back. Ima wants to know, is she supposed to say the Bracha of Shechiyanu or not? Now, in my particular shul at the time, that was a very, very controversial issue because it was the second day of Rosh Hashanah and there are different customs about whether you recite the Shechiyanu on the second day. Most shuls, most of our communities do recite Shechiyanu on the second day. The Rav where I was the shul of, they don't recite Shechiyanu on the second day of Kiva Shofar, and that was always a hot issue in shul, and it was a politically very sensitive issue. So here, Einei Kol Yisrael Alecha, the entire shul is looking and seeing, Rabbi, what are you going to say? You're going to say like we know that you sneak into Shechiyanu before the Baal Tekeh starts to blow? Because we know that... I'm calling the shots, I'm the rabbi, so before I say tekiah, I have time to say my own shechiyanu. So we all know that you do that. On the other hand, you're going to publicly acknowledge that you're going to tell your wife, let's say the entire shul to do that. So here I'm stuck, here. About to start malchi, and mamash, about to blow by malchi, or something. The olam is al yonim, and I got to decide this hot issue with my 3-year-old daughter standing there waiting for the response. So it's a good thing I had put my talus off my head, nobody could see. I said, yeah. But what about Birchas HaTorah? So where does Birchas HaTorah fit into this picture? So, l'chora, according to the custom of the Ashkenazim, we have no problems, we have no qualms with a woman reciting Birchas HaTorah. She can recite a bracha and shofar, so for sure she can recite a Birchas HaTorah. The problem with this Mara Mokom is that this is the Shulchan Aruch talking. The Shulchan Aruch, the Sfardim, the Rav Yosef Karo, the Maran HaMachaber, he was the one who passed in that under no circumstances can a woman recite a bracha on a mitzvah that she's exempt from. So how could she go ahead and recite a bracha of Birchas HaTorah? Powerful question on the Shulchan Aruch. For our custom, it's not a problem. We have no problems with the women reciting Birchas HaTorah. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the problem is. So, the answer to this question can be found in the Beis Yosef, which is a good place to look, because that was the other sefer written by the Shulchan Aruch. So, the Shulchan Aruch wrote his long commentary on the Torah called the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef explains why he writes what he does. Says the Beis Yosef, the premise of our question was incorrect. We thought that women are pturos from Talmud Torah. That's not true. Says the Beis Yosef, look at what the Rishonim write. In fact, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Yeridei, this appears. When we say that women are pturos from Talmud Torah, that doesn't mean what it sounds like. It doesn't mean that women have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What it means is there are different parts of Talmud Torah. There are certain parts of Talmud Torah which mean to learn the mitzvos which are relevant to you. So which mitzvos are relevant to us? Shabbos, Kashrus, Taurus, Mishpacha, Brachas, so many dinim which are relevant, halacha l'maisa, that every Jewish person has to know. Say the Rishonim and quoted l'halacha in the Ramban Huchas Talmud Torah, women have to be aware, they have to learn all the dinim, all the halachim of Torah that are relevant for them. So that means they have to also know Arachayim. Most of our chayim, okay, maybe Hilchos Tefillin they don't have to learn, Hilchos Tzitzis they don't have to learn, but Ruvah deRuvah, Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Tefillin, of course they have to know. Yeridaya, they have to know Kashrus, they have to know Hilchos Nida, they have to know so many aspects of Yeridaya, they have to know good chunks of other halachim of Shulchan Aruch, so much of Torah, which is relevant, halacha l'maaseh for them, of course they have to learn that. When we say that women are pturos from Talmud Torah, what that means is, men have an additional aspect of Talmud Torah, namely, when we finish everything else, we still have an obligation to learn Maseches Zevachim. Then we have to learn Seder Zeroyim. Then we have to learn Maseches Uktzin and Taras. We have to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Gemara says that there are certain parashas that were given in the Torah that were never Lamaisa, never will be Lamaisa, and we still have to learn them. We have to spend this time learning Hilchos Ben Sora Mora. We have to learn Irni Dachas Be'ir. And we have to learn Tayas HaManuga. The Gemara says, why? Because they're part of Torah. Terosh V'Kabel Schar. It doesn't matter whether they're Lamaisa, it doesn't matter whether they're not Lamaisa, it's irrelevant. The mitzvah's Talmud Torah is whatever the Chochmas Hashem is, Kol HaTorah Kula, each person has to learn. That additional aspect of Talmud Torah was not given to women b'Torah Chiyuv. But the first part of Talmud Torah, to learn Torah as, to understand whatever is relevant in the Halacha, so of course women have to learn, says the Beis Yosef, therefore, Nashim Mevarchos B'Chas HaTorah, since they do have to learn, maybe not the same as men, the Chiyuv may be slightly different, but the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah does apply to women as well. Says Reb Chaim, this is really in response to something that was raised a little bit earlier, Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's grandfather, gave a different tarot to this kasha. How come women recite Birchas HaTorah according to the Shulchan Aruch? Says Reb Chaim, Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not like the bracha you make before you sit in the sukkah, before you hit a shofar, before you shake a lulav. It's a bracha, and here this is a classic brisker terminology. It's the bracha on the Cheftza Shel Torah. It's a bracha on the entity of Torah. What we would call a Birchas HaShevach. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the institution of Torah, for the concept of Limud HaTorah. Says Reb Chaim, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, you stood at Har Sinai, you heard the Dvar Hashem, you're shayach to the concept of Talmud Torah. Whether you have a particular chiyuv to learn Torah right now, that's a different question. That's a technical question. Those are the types of questions you have to ask. Should I make a bracha on the shofar? Should I make a bracha on the luv? Should I make a bracha on the sukkah? Bracha on the Torah is a different bracha. The bracha on the Torah is a bracha on the chetzah shel Torah, the entity of limud HaTorah. It's not a bracha on the maisa, a mitzvah per se. Therefore, even if women are exempt, nashim mevarchos berachas HaTorah. There is one last point concerning berachas HaTorah, which is a maimah chazal. At first glance, a very difficult maimah chazal to understand. Chazal tell us in Maseches Nedarim that one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, shelo birchu b'Torah tchila, that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. Now, everything that we've learned for the last 55 minutes, Birchas HaTorah, we're not even convinced Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'araisa. It's d'araisa, d'rabbanan. It's not a varizara, not shvichas damim. I mean, come on, that's not a reason to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says shelo birchu b'Torah tchila. It's Gemara Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara says that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, and that was part of the downfall of the Beis HaMikdash. Really needs a little bit of an understanding. Why should that be so? So the Beis HaLevi, it's Reb Chaim's father, so we'll keep it in the family, Reb Chaim's father, Beis HaLevi, is the original Reb Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik, the Rav was named after his great-grandfather. The Beis HaLevi suggests that perhaps this notion of not reciting Birchas HaTorah, it wasn't, Gemara is telling us, that the people were just, they were lazy, they came to davening late, so they didn't bother saying Birchas HaTorah. No, it wasn't that. That's not a good thing, but that doesn't destroy Beis HaMikdash. There was a certain shita, there was a certain understanding, there was a certain philosophy about Limud HaTorah that was lacking, that was problematic, and such a philosophy could in fact bring down the Beis HaMikdash. What was that? What was lacking in their understanding, their appreciation of Birchas HaTorah? Says the Beis HaLevi, we know that when you build the sukkah, you don't recite a bracha. There's no bracha shekin d'sham and tzatzat v'no livnos ha-sukkah. When you bake matzahs, you don't make a bracha shekin d'sham and tzatzat v'no lafos ha-matzahs. Why not? Why do you make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah? Why do you make a bracha when you eat the matzah? You don't make a bracha in the baking or the making of the sukkah or the matzah. The halacha is, you don't make a bracha on machshire mitzvah. Something which is not an end in and of itself. Something which is not important in and of itself, but is merely a means to an end, does not warrant a bracha. It's not significant enough to recite a bracha. Building a sukkah is a wonderful thing, but if you build a sukkah, you don't sit in it, so it's a waste of time. Baking matzahs, it's great, but if you go and bake matzahs and don't bother eating the matzah, so you've gained nothing. Baking matzahs, building a sukkah, those are what's called an halacha machshire mitzvah. They are preparatory stages. They're important. You have to do them. They're preparatory stages for the grand finale. The real mitzvah is the eating of the matzah. The real mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah. Brachas were instituted for the gemar mitzvah. For if something is an end in and of itself, then you recite a bracha. Person could view Talmud Torah in one of two ways. Person could take the erroneous view that Talmud Torah is not an end in and of itself. It's not a goal in and of itself. It's a means to an end. After all, if I don't know Shabbos, so it's going to be hard for me to keep Shabbos. So I'll take a quick, understanding of the Shabbos, and that'll be enough. That'll suffice me in terms of my mitzvah Talmud Torah. I have to learn a little bit in terms of Hilchos Kashrus just to know what I can and I can't eat. So I'll learn a couple of minutes, a little bit of halacha, and I'll understand Kashrus and I'll be fine. Halavai, everyone should do that, but that's not the end. That's not what Talmud Torah was. That's a certain aspect of Talmud Torah. It's a very, very small aspect of Talmud Torah. Says the Beis Halevi, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah in and of itself. As we said before, there's a mitzvah to learn Ben Sora Mora, and there's a mitzvah to learn Kachim, there's a mitzvah to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, because it's Dvar Hashem. That's it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be Isaac Bisaraso, Asher Bachar Bonav, and also Lanas Taraso. He wanted us to involve ourselves as much as we can in His Torah as an end in and of itself. True, it also helps us fulfill other mitzvahs, that is true, but Talmud Torah is an entity in and of itself. Says the Beis Halevi, if a person does not appreciate that Talmud Torah is an entity in and of itself, so then it's like building a sukkah. It's like baking matzahs. It doesn't need a bracha. What do I have to make a bracha on it for? What do I have to bother making a bracha when I learn? I'm not really doing anything. I'm just, quickly getting a quick course as to how to do mitzvahs. Says the Beis Halevi, that attitude, that erroneous attitude to Talmud Torah, that could bring down a Beis Hamikdash. This Gemara should be mechazik us within the midst of Talmud Torah. It should be mechazik us that Torah is a godless in and of itself, says the Beis Halevi. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, Nasa before Nishma, say Chazal, Nasa before Nishma was phenomenal, not only because Klal Yisrael committed themselves to the mitzvahs before they knew what they were. Nasa before Nishma is equally fantastic because it's Nishma le'acha Nasa. Nasa, says the Beis Halevi, means Kiyum HaMitzvos. So when you accept Kiyum HaMitzvos, and then even after you finish Kiyum HaMitzvos, means you know Halacha L'Maaseh, you know what to do every day, and you still go back to the Beis Medrash V'Nishma, you're still willing to learn, even though you already know how to keep Shabbos, you know how to keep Hashem, and you go and run and learn Ben Sarah Morah, you go and learn Masechah Zvachim, that's Nishma after Nasa, that's the true appreciation of Limud HaTorah. So Shalom Bircha B'Torah Tchila should be mechazik us to give us a whole new understanding as to what the significance of Limud HaTorah in our lives should be.